know what to do. You know.
No hints.
Hey, guys. It's me, Anthony. I'm a guest. SundayCool.com. You can get custom stuff, beanies, but you don't. I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about
this podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by Sunday Cool. Brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool. So watch this ad, or listen to the ad, or feel the ad,
or the whole podcast.
You could do the whole podcast too, right? That's what I would. That's how I do it. Watched every one.
And he nailed it! Perfect! He did it! He did it! He did it!
I was about
hip,
to...
hip! Hooray!
Hip, hip!
Hooray!
Hip, hip!
Hooray!
I was about to go on about beanies.
Ho, ho, ho! Santa's here, and I've got a deal sweeter than the Christmas cookies. It's the Sunday Cool Super Soft Stock Up Spectacular! Looking for the softest fleece on this side of the North Pole? Look no further! These bad boys will keep you cozier than a snowy day in your PJs! But wait, don't you dare wait till last minute to start planning your 2025 shirt orders! No! You know who's on the naughty list? Bad planners! Get ahead of the game with tees, fleece, hats, stickers! Remember, early birds get the goods and avoid the Christmas crunch! And just like Rudolph said, plan now, shine later. Call, click, or message Sunday Cool today, because if it's got to be soft, it's got to be Sunday Cool. And from all of us here at Sunday Cool, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And don't forget to start planning. You know why? Because Santa's watching.
Yeah, they're doing, it's very cool. It's cool.
That is cool.
That's so cool. I've heard a lot of cool things. That was pretty cool.
Oh, hey guys, welcome to the conversation.
Oh! Welcome back to Digital Butterfly. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Christmas time is here. Christmas time, I fear. Who's that man staring back at me? That's not Santa Claus, I think.
Batman.
There you go.
I'm paralyzed in fear.
From neck down.
Look it, we're all angels.
Yeah, we are. Wait a minute.
What are you?
Well, don't act surprised, Josh. I'm kind of ticked off because you sent out a text to the group chat. You said, let's be angels for Christmas episode. You didn't specify. So I am Chris Angel Mind Freak.
I hate spilling.
Chris Angel Mind Freak.
Mind Freak!
The timing.
Probably the greatest magician of all time.
You couldn't have paid that cup to drop at a better time.
Oh, you think that was unplanned?
Mind me.
Can you do any tricks?
Kink.
You think that was unplanned? Dang it. I thought it was just like, wait.
Oh, can you pull that tablecloth off?
Whoa.
Interesting, huh?
What if you just, can you yank it and keep all the stuff on the table?
Yeah, we'll try that at the very end of the pod.
Okay.
But yeah, I have a lot of magic tricks. Obviously, Josh, I made Shaq levitate. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I walked up on the side of buildings. All right. I was born in fire. Do you understand me, Lily?
Yeah.
I was born in fire so much it runs in my DNA. That is how much magic runs through my veins because I'm a mind freak. Explain that.
I can't.
Explain that, atheists.
I can't.
But doubters, ye of little faith. I am Chris Angel. I am Mind Freak. Merry Christmas.
Wow. When I got here, Andy was starting a fire in the parking lot.
I know. I wish I would have gotten a video of this.
Just dressed as this. It was so scary. You guys pulled up when it was happening.
We pulled up. Yeah.
I'm like, is he just being weird? Is anybody recording him at all?
No one was. It wasn't. Just happened to be in a costume when I was doing a normal thing.
That's what I noticed too, is nobody was out there filming. And it was really funny because I brought my kids. You guys let me bring my kids to say hi, which was super cool. And they were really pumped to see you guys from the Game Release show. And then they saw Andy like that and they were like, we can just go ahead. And
they didn't engage me at all first.
Stranger danger.
Man, it feels good. Christmas, man.
Christmas. We got Antoni. We got Lily.
Lily.
Our favorite guests.
Which she's been gone for a long time, Anthony.
I was on the last episode, though.
You were, but we never really celebrated your birthday.
No, I know. I don't think I didn't notice that.
No, we didn't expect you would. We know you wouldn't.
So now you just have to wait for a surprise birthday
next year.
Ooh. Oh, it's going to come on like I won't anticipate.
Oh, that would be fun if we just picked one episode out of next year. Would you have to throw a surprise?
It'd be like it might be in June or something.
You never know.
Fun.
It's not going to happen. Why is that? A year's going to pass and we'll be like, we never did that, did we?
I know.
Dang it.
It'll come up on my next birthday and something else will happen.
Just a little surprise.
27, right?
27.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Lily.
You scare us with your screaming.
I didn't sing that.
Happy birthday, Lily. This isn't your birthday episode. We will have a birthday episode, and you will never know when it's going to happen.
All right.
That's a good tradition. Because people get sick on their birthday, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
And then you're like, you should be able to pocket it. You should be able to, like, declare, I'm not taking my birthday right now. I'm going to use it later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like PTO.
Like,
yeah,
exactly.
Like PTO,
just like PTO,
and it rolls over, so you could wait and that 40 celebrate like cash all rent. Every month. You're like, it's my birthday again. I have one in the bank,
dude. If you could cash in on every 30 something year old birthday, it'd actually make the 30s like it redeem them. To
yeah,
have one epic, you know,
huge yeah. birthday that you save,
dude. If I had a kid that was born in December, I would just lie to the kid.
That their birthday was a different day.
A different month that was less expensive.
Mm. Yeah,
just
fair.
Be like, and then like 18, be like, hey, joke's on you.
Yeah.
It was a prank. You're actually born in December. Congratulations.
So I, that's
and
a really.
I'm not your father. you're adopted.
I don't even know your name.
I have a January birthday, so that's a really sensitive subject for me.
Yeah.
Because on my end, it's like everybody spent money. Everybody ate like crazy.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, so they're all, it comes to my birthday and they're like, we're not spending money or eating any junk. And
I'm yeah.
like, happy birthday to me.
Yay.
Afterthought Anthony. Here's some carrots and a Christmas present we didn't want.
Hey, speaking of birthdays.
Yeah.
You guys want a song?
Yeah.
You want a song?
Yes.
Why did you take so long?
I am anticipating the song.
Oh.
It's really great.
It's really great. We practiced it a whole lot.
We sure did. Because we knew this was an extra special podcast. A lot of people look forward to a Christmas episode. Anthony's here. We knew we should spend a lot of time on it.
Yeah.
And so we did.
And it probably won't get flagged.
All these things are true. These are true things from the angel.
Your eyeliner is like, it's just like, it's like almost not enough.
I was wearing it.
It looks,
to be honest.
It just highlights your eyes.
I know. He looks like feminine with it, doesn't he?
A little bit. Yeah.
Less emo, more
spooky. Yeah, I would just make that part of your get ready with me in the morning
yeah.
routine.
Am I a mind freak? Figure it out. Let's find out.
All right. Let's see. Let's see.
Let's see.
Anthony, if you feel like you can come in at any point,
okay,
feel free.
Help.
Oh.
Mm.
Well, it was Christmas Eve. I knew just what to do with the snow coming down over me and you. We were having so much fun on this special day, but I stepped on something, said no way.
It was a dead body
under the snow.
It was a dead body.
Oh, no, it was
a dead body.
And then it was a
dead body.
Did we tell someone?
I looked at his wallet, said the man name was Greg. Blonde hair, 5'2", and from Winnipeg. I picked him up, and I knew it was a crime, but it's what I needed to have a good time with our new friend Greg. He may be dead, but he's our new friend Greg. He really stinks, but he's our new friend Greg. I love him so much, and he's our new friend Greg.
I propped him up and I walked in their town. The police showed up, said hit the ground. No sudden movements, we have a gun. Then Greg woke up and started to run.
He was alive the whole time. Alive the whole time. It was a Christmas miracle. He's alive the whole time. It was alive the whole time. A Merry Christmas,
Greg. That was... really good.
That was incredible. Wow. Golly, can you hear the applause, Josh? Can you hear the Grammy nominations, Josh?
We've never done anything that good.
Never in the world has anything ever been recorded that sounds that pleasant.
That was so good. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. This is our gift.
It's a Christmas miracle that we didn't even practice that, and it came out perfect. Right?
That was really good.
Oh my god.
It's so sad. Not only that, what, like, it could have just been an original, but we had to butcher an actually amazing song.
Yeah. You guys should have done the 12 Days of Christmas, but like alien abduction.
That's what we tried. We tried to do
Anthony
that.
Anthony had a really good idea for a song, but we didn't listen to
it. It would have taken a lot of practice, though.
I know.
It would have taken a lot of practice, and I don't know if it would have sounded any better.
Next year, we'll get a date, or August Burns Red. They're the ones who do it, right?
Is that who does that song?
Like the heavy version?
Oh, what? The 12 Days of Christmas?
Yeah.
Next year, we're going to have a saxophone player in here, too.
Dude, can we get Kenny G just to walk through the door? Goodness.
Wait, Let's just spend this whole podcast talking about all the fun next Lily's birthday, next Christmas.
We're going to get a better guest for next Christmas episode.
It's going to be way better.
Hey, look over there. It's Anthony Russo!
But yeah, speaking of Anthony Russo, everyone be quiet.
I'm stirring. Sorry, it's just like twisting.
No, yeah, but I don't know what you're doing.
I'm not
right
a
now.
Creature of stirring. Not even a mouse.
That's funny.
It was just.
That's funny.
My bad. Thank you.
Anyways, this Christmas there's a lot of joy happening, right? That's what the Christmas season's about.
Yeah.
Joy, so, happiness.
Yeah.
Giving of gifts, celebrating our Lord and Savior being born.
See.
Yeah.
But this question, I'm afraid, is not so joyful. And it scares me, Andy.
Oh, Christmas.
Scares me, Andrew.
I'm
Anthony?
Nervous.
It scares me.
Oh, no.
Lily? I think you will actually answer this one correctly. Because I feel like there's no way around it. So today's question, sent in by a viewer. Should we support euthanasia? I mean, it seems like it's pretty obvious.
Do you want me to answer?
I mean, I think, for Lily's birthday, I mean, I feel like she could answer first.
Yeah, you're right.
That's
you know?
Not a birthday.
It's a Christmas. It's Christmas, and this is part of your present of us giving you the gift of answering it first.
I refuse.
Well, the person that wrote it insists, so...
Yeah, it literally says, should we support euthanasia? Please have Lily answer it first. It's because it's her birthday. Yeah.
And it's also signed by Jeremy, who's 6 years old, who's in the children's hospital, and this is a make-a-wish. This is the one thing he wanted is for Lily to answer yes or no to this question.
First, right?
First. That was the PS part. Yeah.
So, Lily, should we support euthanasia?
No.
On Christmas,
Lil.
Euthanasia.
You kidding?
We're on not going to support the youth in Asia.
All those young people in Asia, Lil.
This was a softball question.
A lot of their cultures, the parents just neglect the youth and say, figure it out yourself. And I would think on Christmas, Lil, we would want to be supportive of all, but especially the youth in Asia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Andrew gets it.
Yeah.
It was a misnomer. I didn't know what you
That's not
say.
Even a word. What did you call me? What did you call the youth in Asia?
A nomar? Oh, they need to know more? Is that what you said?
Whoa.
Stop it. The youth in Asia need to know more.
Not only do you not support them, but you think that they need to know more? I don't get this, Andy.
And the fact that she started off this question by denying a children's dying wish.
Yeah.
I didn't. So, I answered.
So, Anthony, I'm glad you're here.
Thank
but
you.
Golly, I'm a little shaken. I don't even know if we can continue. I mean, I guess you heard it here first. Not only does Lily not support the euthanasia, she thinks they need to know more, that they don't know anything, and that she thinks this little six-year-old who's dying, his last wish was for you to answer first, and you just gave him attitude on Christmas.
I didn't.
Ew.
We're sorry.
Shut up.
Jeremy, we're so
That's
sorry.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. It's revolting.
It is.
Revolting.
I hate this.
I know.
Christmas is ruined.
Christmas is canceled as far as I'm concerned.
Look at... You're making the youth... this Asian
Outside
youth,
of Asia.
Sick to his stomach. Okay, well, you guys are here first. Welcome to the show.
Did I say ninja? I meant...
Butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's children's
empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
Was that a sympathetic gag?
That was perfect.
That made me dizzy.
I love that.
Oh, I hate that.
It's bad. So weird. You said Lily wasn't on for a couple episodes.
Yeah.
With this, I don't know why she wouldn't have
I know.
Wanted to be here for this.
I know. I really want somebody to give me a brain scan while you guys are yelling at me like that. See what parts
see
of
what's
my
lighting
brain
up.
Illuminate.
You should look inside my brain of me trying to connect everything. It's so I think that's why I got dizzy.
It's just them running back and forth trying to find something. Lily's is just
use this, use this.
Lily's brain and the homicide part is just
Josh's right and left are playing Pong.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, everyone. I don't know how many times we've said that, but
Merry Christmas.
What'd you guys ask Santa for?
I asked for peace on earth.
You sounded like the beginning of that Bruce Springsteen song. Merry Christmas, everyone. We've been good.
You better watch out. It is kind of a crazy
thing. You guys
thing.
Hear that on the radio? They always include his intro, and it sounds like he has been drinking for days.
Merry Christmas, everyone. But, hey, Santa's coming down.
Yeah.
Hey, Chicago. Get the big news.
I don't know why they keep that and then the John Lennon one.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Toko.
Merry Christmas, Pito. I haven't
heard
that.
So this is Christmas. You haven't heard this?
I don't think so.
It's every year on the radio. Yeah. It drives me crazy. You just be driving along and someone's whispering at you.
It is fascinating what they choose to put at the beginning of songs and stuff like that. Especially like hip-hop songs. That's pretty obvious.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, turn my mic on. It's like,
I have no snare.
Dude, I'm literally a producer. I know how to do my job.
And do they
That's
talk
why you're
before?
In there.
I was into Eminem a lot when I was a kid. Ugh. I don't know if this is a safe space for me to share that.
Yikes. Take that halo down.
But he had one where he would, his classic, I have no snare. I have no snare in my headphones. Mm-hmm. Is that the beginning of his song? Yeah. And I was always like, did they talk? Or was that like an accident that then they were like, oh, it's cool, you left that. And the guy who was supposed to cut it out was like, Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
Because it was on purpose that I left it in.
Of course it was. Because I'm good at my job.
I'm sorry, Lily. You asked a question before I started doing all that. What do we want
what
for Christmas?
What did you ask Santa for?
Andy said peace on earth.
Yeah, peace on earth. That's the usual.
Yeah, I mean, just that all the youth in Asia would...
Stop it.
My family.
Just be...
Supported.
Acknowledged, supported. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't get me crazy, but I just care about other people.
Know that they're enough.
Anthony.
Yeah.
I want headphones for the gym.
Nice. I want an espresso machine.
Cool.
It is nice to have things that we're not going to get, huh? Right? I mean, headphones in the gym. Like, that's the thing. I use the Beat headphones to work out, but they say they're not sweat resistant. So it's like, how can you work out in headphones?
I'm a
how
literal,
can you possibly work out? I see people working out in headphones. I'm like, I feel like I'm going to be shorted out.
I'm a catastrophe, right? I have corded headphones that run from my phone, and so I'm like constantly pulling my own earphones out by working out so much.
You know, it's not 2007 so anymore, right?
It's Andy, it's real and it's embarrassing. Every time I'm in there, I'm like, this. I should bring a record player and set it next to the bench. That's how I feel right now.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen those headphones where it's like the vibration? Have you seen those?
No.
Your brother has a pair.
And oh, yeah.
You can literally swim underwater.
What?
And there's no speakers. It literally vibrates, but you can hear the music.
Interesting.
It's so cool.
Oh. Wow.
The frequencies.
That'd be cool. It's swim John, with music on?
John has a pair.
Anthony, I didn't even know that they still made corded headphones.
They
I didn't. Where do they plug into?
They still do. You have to get like a special like adapter.
Spent more
for
money
the,
and lost dongles.
Honestly, it's every time I have this moment before I walk in, like, what am I doing with this? But then the alternative is to listen to the terrible gym music.
I know.
So I can't do that.
Yeah.
Speaking of gym music, I've been so excited to talk to you guys about this because I discovered it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I started listening to this new podcast. And it is blowing my mind. Crazy. It's called The Telepathy Tapes.
It's called call her daddy.
It's called Joe Rogan Experience. And I'm obsessed.
You guys have to.
This guy, I think he just came onto the scene and he's just like brings on the craziest guests.
He's like the fight guy, right?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah. I think I saw UFC like Fight Night or something. Oh, that's what it is.
Oh, yeah, yep. The Fear Factor,
Factor.
Guy.
Yeah.
Just started this podcast.
That's all
it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
But the telepathy tapes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only one episode in, and I'm hooked. And she is doing this podcast based off this study that there is this wide movement of people discovering that this is so wild, but that children with autism and nonverbal, like they're nonverbal autism,
yeah,
have telepathy.
What?
And it's the wildest thing, dude. So she got in contact with this doctor who she studied at Johns Hopkins and then was a professor at Harvard, and she started like hearing about these nonverbal autistic kids being able to communicate. Or like know what their parents are thinking and others were thinking.
Okay.
And she's like, okay, well, I got to study this. And so she put like her credibility on the line, right? Because it's like, that sounds a little crazy. But she did this test to where brought in hundreds of kids that were claimed to have this ability, nonverbal. And what they would do is they would put a parent in another room and then have the child in another room. And they would show something on the screen, whether it was a number, a picture, a color, and then they would go and the nonverbal kid would communicate on like an iPad or something what they were seeing, and they're 95% accurate with doing a case study of like I think it was over 100 children.
So the parents are watching something and the kids are in a room just answering what the parent is looking at.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. And so the lady that started this podcast, she's like, I had to see it for myself. So she got in contact with the doctor, and this doctor's like, dude, I get emails every single day from parents being like, I think this is what my child has. And so they ended up, one of these emails was this little girl, her name is Mia, in Mexico. And so they set up this Skype with them, and the mother's just explaining like Mia can only read her mother's mind. And she's noticed that since she claimed since she was in the womb. Like, she just felt like something was different. But Mia claims that she remembers everything from 6 months old and on. And when she looks at, like, words and stuff, like, the words are different colors. It's, like, all this really weird stuff.
Huh.
So they're like, well, let's do this experiment, right? So they set it up with the doctor and Mia and her family to meet in California. And the lady doing the podcast, she was in charge of everything. So she's like, I got to make sure there's no like cheating, any of this stuff. And so it was like the same concept. So there's a divider in the room, and then Mia was sitting over here, mother sitting over there. And they start off with a number generator. And at first they're like, should we do 1 through 10? The doctor's like, no, it has to be 3 digits. So she's like, do 100 to 999. Random numbers will pop up in between that. 100% accurate. Mia was getting it. And Mia was just like laughing and like having so much fun. Cause she's like, I can talk to my mom like through telepathy.
Mm.
And the whole crew that were filming this, they're just like, what?
Oh my God.
And then so they did another experiment where she was blindfolded and they set up different colored popsicle sticks. And they would hand Mia a popsicle stick, and the mother would be looking at, like, so if it was a yellow popsicle stick, they wanted Mia to put it on the yellow pile.
Okay.
And so Mia, it was like some type of blindfold to where they tested it, and you literally can't see anything. And so the mother would just look at the color, and then Mia would place it on the color. 100% accurate.
What?
But then they took it a step further, and they would open up a book. Just a random book. They would grab a random book, hand it to the mother. That it was in English, too. So the mother didn't speak any English. And she would be looking at, like, a word or a page number, and then Mia would type on her iPad exactly what it was, like the page number, the word, like what the mother was looking at. And then they flipped to a page, and it was a picture of a pirate. And Mia started to laugh because she loves pirates. And so she typed out pirate. And everyone's like, this is the wildest thing. But apparently it's a phenomenon. Like,
yeah,
a ton of autistic nonverbal kids,
whoa,
somehow have this gift of telepathy.
How is that possible? Gosh.
I don't know.
That is the craziest. That would be, oh man, I don't understand. Like, that'd be scary as a kid, I feel like.
Yeah.
To learn, I mean, you wouldn't even know any different, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that's your communication style.
But it only worked, at least with Mia's case, it only worked with her mother.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, let's try it with your dad. And she couldn't get anything. And it actually made her really exhausted, like trying to do that. But only her mother, they said, like, her mother's like, I can't hide anything from her. Like, like gifts. Like, if there's like cookies, if she wants a cookie, and we're like, oh, we don't have any cookies, she knows exactly where the cookies are. Like,
not fun. Like,
she can literally, they're in each other's minds.
That's trippy.
Yeah. And what that just made me think of is like when we read the Imagine the God of Heaven,
yeah,
and just like the telepathy, like, is it like, is so we're creating God's image, right?
Yeah.
Is that a part of our brain that,
that a characteristic?
Can be. Like, can we get that part of our brain working?
Mm-hmm.
And have we lost it, you know?
Mm.
Like, did we originally have it, like Adam and Eve? Like, could they have telepathy? I don't know.
What do you think? What would be the connection to autism?
Somebody wrote about that.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's strange.
I think, I mean, I feel like autistic kids typically have...
like a hyper-focus?
Yeah, or they can access parts of their brain... or parts of their brain are more active than others, right? So a lot of them are.
We've talked about children too, and if the brain is developed to a certain extent, it might be still close to that childlike mind.
Yeah,
I'm trying to be careful because I don't want to be demeaning, but just as a theory.
No, that just confirms that it legitimate is a superpower. Like that, yeah, like that's no, just like
real.
There's just more you look into it. Like it really is interesting.
Well, and there's like. Everybody, a lot of people have stories of like a mom child connection, yeah, too, that like has always sort of lived that we like the amount of people that are like, I got a call from my mom or I got a call from my dad. Like some of us haven't gotten calls from our dad, but like others of us will get like a rant.
You're too good at your job making things disappear, Chris Angel.
Oh my gosh.
It's the one trick I couldn't master.
Mind freak. Oh.
Making him reappear.
But like,
too good.
You get a
I'm too good.
You get a call from your mom or whatever at like a time like where you didn't say anything, but you were having a really, really bad day. And then your mom, particularly with moms, they'll reach out and they'll be like, I just knew I had to call my kid at that point.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's funny because you're like, oh,
like intuition or
a
like,
telepathic connection sounds crazy. But then you're like, okay, but like everybody, it's very common knowledge that that is not an uncommon thing, that your mom has a sense that you're not okay.
Yeah.
Even if there's no reason she should have that sense. So to me, it's kind of like, yeah, I wouldn't shock me if there was like something very real to that, like connective, and that dads are completely removed from it. Dads,
yeah.
Nobody, dads are just,
what does the kid want?
Can I make this next drive without pooping or should I poop now?
I can't read your mind, okay?
I think I should poop now. That's what's going on in dad's mind.
Yeah. But after listening to that, I immediately thought of Ada. Because she's been doing, my oldest daughter, who's...
You mean the prophet that lives with you? Small prophet?
She's been doing this really weird thing lately to where when we're putting them down to bed, it's not always, but some nights she'll just say something to me right
before. A warning.
Like, it sounds like a warning.
Oh, no.
And so it was like around Thanksgiving, and I was going to put them down and then go get some from the grocery store. Ada didn't know that. She's 3.
Uh-huh.
And I said, okay, good night, Ada. And she said, Dad... don't drive tonight. I said,
what?
I said, why? Dad, don't drive tonight.
And he never, like, we never go anywhere after bedtime. It's not like it's a common thing.
And so I didn't drive because I'm like, I'm going to, that was really spooky.
I don't need those eggs that bad, you know?
And then this is, let me set this up first. The other night I had this dream about this, like, UFO. And it was a lot like the orb thing that I saw in Tennessee.
Okay.
And it was terrifying. It felt so real and like not good. And ever since then, I've just been a little spooked by all these UFO videos. But then it was two or three nights ago. I said, okay, good night, Ada. And then Ada goes, Dad, don't look at the stars tonight. I said, what? I'm like, what do you mean? Dad, don't look at the stars tonight.
What?
And I wet the dogs at one point, and I like peeked my head.
No!
And I said, I can't do that. I don't want to. So I don't know what's going on. And so I'm like, is she telepathic? And I tested it yesterday, and she's definitely not. I said,
how'd you test?
I said, Ada, what number am I thinking of? And I was thinking of 6. She goes, 3. I said, nope, try again. She goes, 3. I said, no.
3 plus 3.
Do it again. Oh, no, because then I asked again, she's like 10.
We should try it right now with Lily. So dad versus mom.
We do not have telepathy.
Try it.
Try
one, one through
say
20.
A number.
1 through 20. On the count of 3.
You have to look at me, though.
No.
Get it?
You,
get it?
No, it's just your mind.
1, 2, 3.
15.
No.
I meant
said the same thing.
17.
You guys are made for each other.
I meant with Ada. Come up with a number, then shoot a text out to whoever's watching her and say, tell Ada to say a number.
Interesting. I have something weird where somebody will pop into my head and then something will happen to that person like the day or a couple days after. It's happened to me several times. It happened to me.
Something bad will happen to that person?
Yeah, usually something bad.
Oh, no, Bruno.
And it happened with my friend and I texted her and I said, I hope you're doing okay. Thinking about you. Love you so much.
Oh, my goodness.
She didn't know yet. She hadn't found him yet.
You tell him? Do you tell her?
No, I was just checking on her.
Did you say she hadn't found him yet?
Yeah. They live together. Okay.
Whoa.
Back to the children with autism.
Yeah.
They say that when you have, like, if like deaf people or blind people, when you are missing a sense...
heightens the other ones.
I wonder if because they don't have that ability to speak, they're able to access that part of their mind easier. Back to your theory about that,
like
being a naturally occurring, like
a part of communication.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting.
That's weird.
There's even higher context verbal communication cultures. They just don't talk as much. So Americans, we talk a lot. Like we express verbally the most.
Some more than others.
Let's get the words permitted on the podcast. we'll make sure this is true.
And they say you pick up, you just start picking up so much more from everybody if you're not so reliant on words all the time.
Like
because they say less in even just other cultures, and you pick up more from body language and
even like
say less
neural divergence.
Say less.
What are you saying?
Oh, I can talk. Cool.
Okay.
I'm kidding. Like with neuro. But have you seen like the things where they'll show you a bunch of different facial expressions and you have to like, or it'll just be the eyes and you have to like say what that
person
is expressing?
Yeah, like the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We should do one of those tests and.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
I wonder how we would all do on
that. I've passed them all on Instagram, but I don't know how I feel about passing those tests.
I've
never done one.
Always feel like I take all the tests on Instagram and I'm like, I don't know what I get from this, but there's a challenge I can't pass up every time.
Yeah.
If they're like, I don't know, see if you've got like a higher IQ than average. I'm like, it's stupid. We should do it though. We should do it just so I know.
Yeah. I mean, they're probably a small app. You want to help them out.
I want to download it. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Help them out.
Right. Sure.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird though that a lot of people also say like these alien encounters and stuff are
all communications,
it's all telepathic?
Yeah,
it's just, it's so weird to me.
Yeah, it is weird.
What's up with that?
Yeah, that's definitely common with that, with the NDEs, all that stuff. It's just, it doesn't make sense.
I want a new segment called "What's Up with That," where you just deliver a piece of news, and then
for this segment, "What's Up with That?"
Telepathy. What's up with that?
I don't know.
Next thing.
That's it. You don't talk about it. Yeah, that's it. Like, you just introduce a puzzling context, and then you say, what's up with that?
Hey, what's up with this? What's up with this? Dear, they invented a new battery?
What? What do you mean a new battery? Made out of what?
Diamond and nuclear fusion. Fission?
Fission.
Charge bright like a diamond.
It's a nuclear-powered diamond battery. And remember when we were talking about the electric car? I'm like, why are they made a battery that just lasts forever?
Yeah.
Well, apparently this battery can last over 5,000 years producing power.
Is this finally going to be a B battery?
Because
we've been holding a spot for a new battery.
B battery.
We've got A's. We've got double A's.
Triple A's.
You can have triple B A's. Batteries. It sounds like you're stuttering.
B battery.
I'll take a B battery.
If there was a...
B battery.
I think that's a Dimitri Martin joke.
It is.
Is it?
And you kind of look like Dimitri Martin with the hair.
Yes, I do.
But this sounds like some ancient technology kind of stuff.
So how does it last 5,000 years? And how is that not going
made
to
made out of diamonds and nuclear fusion, you said?
Is the guy who made it missing?
No, so researchers at the University of Bristol have developed a groundbreaking carbon-14 diamond battery. A power source with a lifespan spanning thousands of years, the battery works by harnessing energy from a radioactive decay of carbon-14 safely encased within a diamond. This innovative design ensures continuous, reliable, and safe power generation. With applications ranging from healthcare to aerospace, the sustainable energy solution has the potential to revolutionize how we power devices and systems, offering a glimpse into the future of energy technology.
Yay! Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, very cool.
Batteries.
I'm scared of nuclear energy.
They said it's very safe. Dude, like, because it's encased in a diamond, so they said it can literally like never get out.
That sounds not true.
Also, they said it's a lab grown diamond.
Yeah, they do that.
That's
now.
That's what I was
they're
wondering.
Lab growing diamonds now.
They're doing that.
Do you see who the naysayers are on this?
Duracell.
Bill Gates.
World Economic Forum.
Horses.
Ah.
Who's that, Fauci?
No, that's Klaus.
Klaus.
It says the industry's holy grail is what's known as green hydrogen, the climate neutral process that uses the renewable sources to do that. But according to the World Economic Forum, only 0.1% of all hydrogen production can be described by this verdant hue because it requires too much renewable energy to create it.
Mm.
Somehow hydrogen is involved in that process.
Lame.
My brother just told me this morning a horror story about nuclear energy, and now I'm not interested.
Share.
Yeah, share.
I don't want to talk about it. It's so scary. All right, I'll tell you.
Where do you think we are? We're on a podcast.
This guy, I don't know the names. Like, he just diarrheaed this story at me. It scared me so bad. This guy was like working on a nuclear power plant, mm-hmm. and his manager's like, you gotta go pour this substance into the reactor. It's a very famous story, apparently. When he did that, he and three other guys, these atoms visibly collided in the room, blew light immediately. And even the guy standing outside was affected, outside of the thing, the manager. He used a term that I don't know, it's like a something, like, I'll come up with a word, spaghetti. you're only supposed to get one spaghetti's worth of nuclear exposure in 10 years. It's one is worth 10 years of nuclear spaghetti.
Got it.
This guy standing over the top got 200 years worth of spaghetti and like gonna die, right? But for some reason they really wanted to like try to keep this guy alive and like artificially, so they like gave him like they basically changed out all of his organs for like artificial organs, and they had like a machine pumping blood manually. They kept him alive for 83 days. His skin was falling off. His organs weren't working. At day like at day like 50, he dies for 4 hours, but they resuscitate him to just prolong his life. It's so like inhumane.
Hey, he could come back. He could bounce back.
And then he died.
That's a spicy meatball.
Dude, 200 years of spaghetti. Sign me up.
I'm so full of too much spaghetti.
Thank you for using spaghetti. That's the only funny part of that
spaghetti
whole story.
Definitely made the story a lot more palatable this Christmas season.
We all know you can't eat 200 years worth of spaghetti in one sitting. It'll kill you.
I hope Russia doesn't drop a spaghetti bomb on top of us.
One serious doctor looks at another. His spaghetti levels are off the charts. You're not.
I love how you said
like
I'm gonna come up with a word. That's not even a word you come up with. You had a that you have to come up with. A
you had
word.
Spaghetti really up in the chamber.
You didn't even say I gotta come up with something. Spaghetti.
You were looking for a reason to say spaghetti.
Someone gave her a word. She's like, "Hey, work this in somehow." Okay, I guess. I don't know how I'm gonna do it.
Spaghetti.
Horrified.
What would be nice. With I would want one of these new batteries for my remote for my TV.
Yeah,
you know what True. I mean. I'm trying to think of what I would want to like never run out. And my kids' toys and stuff that would be a problem. I'd probably still be using. Is this new battery what's been powering the Energizer Bunny?
Oh,
very interesting.
This
it
whole
never
time
never dies, right?
Energizer had this technology and they were keeping it from us.
They, I think you're onto something.
That's how that bunny gets around.
That bunny.
That dang bunny.
Okay, this is a picture of it, though. Someone's like, that's not a diamond battery. That's a Tesseract.
Oh, my gosh. That is a Tesseract.
Is that
dang
crazy?
It. Someone called Tony.
From Avengers.
Oh,
Marvel.
You guys are so silly.
Stop.
Listen, spaghetti.
All the words in the world. Spaghetti.
Do you know the guy's name in that story? I just looked it up.
No, what you doing?
He's a Japanese guy, Hisachi. Yes. His last name is Ouchie.
Yeah, hey. That makes sense.
That's... Somebody made the joke.
Mr. Ouchie.
O-U-C-H-I.
Somebody.
Doctor walking into the.
That
Hello,
awful
Mr.
joke.
Ouchie. Look at that.
Do you remember?
He's like, I'm so sorry.
What is up with us roasting radiation people?
I don't know.
It's always been those. There was a microwave guy.
Oh, butter.
Oh, butter.
Mr. Ouchie.
This is a water radiation.
Whipping
radiation. I feel your pain, Mr. Ouchie.
Oh my gosh.
Do you remember the news anchor when they reported on it seriously of that plane that crashed?
Yeah, the fake like, names?
Yeah,
yeah
no.
We can't even say.
No!
I can't even remember what was one.
Something Wong.
Yeah. Terrible.
But and they then, said and it
the
seriously.
I know, but the second one, we need to play the clip because it's crazy, but the last one's inappropriate. The second one was We Too Low.
It's awful.
Like, it's awful. Clip. It's so bad. But it's like, how does that get passed on?
For some reason, though, because the other one that gets me is the Peloton instructors. Have you ever seen them?
Oh, yeah.
They're in the middle of a ride and they'll read some like,
hey, congratulations.
This is, we're talking fourth grade level humor.
Yeah.
And if you can pull it off on that scale where the Peloton, all right, 15th. 100 ride for Seymour Butts. You got me.
It's best when they don't even realize they said it, too.
They don't.
They just move right past it.
So you're the doctor. You walk into a room with a Japanese patient, and you're not going to read that name. How do you pronounce that name with a Japanese accent?
I'm just going to bow and just going to start poking needles and stuff.
Say, where is it, Ouchie? Right here. No, I know, but where?
Ouchie?
Yes.
Yes.
Poking his toe and stuff.
Ouchie. Yes.
Interesting. Interesting. It goes back to the clip.
Guys, he's ouchy everywhere.
Imagine Lily's original point of not trusting nuclear energy. I've just always thought about this is like, you think about, look at us. First of all, look at us.
Look at us.
Second of all, like, what's the worst thing that can happen at your job? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what is the worst day of work? And there are other jobs where it's not great. But if you work at a nuclear power plant, your worst, like, your range is very wide.
Yeah.
As to, like, what a bad day at work could
be. I know.
Yeah, like, my desk drawer is always, like, you know, like, holding up and I got to dig.
This is what I'm saying.
Or I could literally be Mr. Ouchie with 83 days in the hospital.
The version of this where I'm doing a mundane task and things go horribly wrong forever.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm not keen on the nuclear power plants either. I'm spooked.
You know they say podcasting is actually the most dangerous job in America?
I have actually heard that.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Mike Rowe at Dirty Jobs.
Yeah. So everyone, if you could thank us for our service,
I'd
really appreciate it.
Bro, I just looked up. They have photos.
I don't want to see.
Let's see.
I have to take this call.
Me too. Hey, Kels, we're on the pod. I love you.
Okay, well, speaking of taking phone calls, we got an I Don't Go Anywhere.
Hey guys, 2025 is just around the corner, and we know what's really magical? Super soft tees, right Josh?
Right, Andy.
SundayCool.com, the softest shirts in the world, smoking hot deals, right Josh?
Right, Anthony?
So right.
You got a lot of events happening in 2025. You could order shirts, hats, stickers. SundayCool.com. Right, Josh?
Right, Anthony?
Right, Lil?
Right.
Sizzle, sizzle. Get them while they're hot.
And Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas. Ah!
You want to hear some Chris Angel quotes?
Yeah, dude.
Pain is a beautiful thing. When you feel pain, you know you're alive. I am the mind freak. There's no reality, just this world of illusion that keeps on haunting me.
Cool.
When you think like a child, your imagination is free and anything is possible.
Mind freak!
Wah!
Wah!
Mind freak!
After this talk, I'm going back to watch that special he shot in Clearwater of him in a, were you in here when we were talking about that?
No.
He was in a motel or a hotel or something, like condemned, and they were like, Chris Angel's going to lock himself in while they destroy this motel, and it was like the cheesiest special of all time.
Wasn't he on the roof or something?
He was on the roof at one point, and then like I said, they were like, oh, it went wrong, he's not where he's supposed to be, what are we going to do? And then he emerges from the dust coughing. It was...
The angel has risen.
It was seriously.
Was Chris Angel the one that like floated over the Grand Canyon or something?
I think so. Yeah,
I
think I did that. Yeah.
There was a time.
Floated over the Grand Canyon.
He also I also walked on the side of a building.
Yeah, he just like
in Las Vegas. I did.
You don't say yeah, he. You did. Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about David Blaine, Chris Angel?
Dude. I don't know. Why don't you just ask me, what do I think of third graders' projects in art class? Garbage.
Whoa.
Holy
sorry, guys.
Fire.
Sorry. Sorry to all the third graders in art class right now.
Come on, Chris.
David Blaine is a cheap magician. I about said musician. Musician.
He has an album.
And it's just as terrible as his magic.
Dang. Chris.
I'll fight you, David Blaine.
It's Christmas time.
Wait,
Chris?
Are you calling out David Blaine right now?
I'm calling out David Blaine right now.
Are you going to have a
I'll
magic
take
off?
All the magic off right now. January 1st, Las Vegas, the Sphere. We're fighting. Magic off. Me and David Blaine. Get your tickets now in the bio. It's going to look weird. It's going to say SundayCoolSwag.com. You're going to have to order a shirt, but the tickets will come.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been contacted by Logan Paul's team about boxing him, Chris Angel?
All the time. All the time.
You're a logical next opponent.
Yeah. That honestly, dude, that would
make so much sense
if it was Jake Paul versus Chris Angel, and somehow Chris Angel just
Look, Buzz like, oh!
Turns him inside out. Fully spaghettis him just like in High Life.
And he just like,
winner! Joe Rogan's crying. That would be great.
Oh,
make it happen. Please, someone make it happen.
We need videos of your interpretation of Chris Hayes. I want you getting kicked out of a theater watching Wicked. This isn't how magic works. Show you guys.
No, this is fake.
Y'all are being fooled right now.
This isn't real.
You want to see real magic? January 1st, the Sphere. Me and DB. Magic off.
Yo, David Blaine's trick, though. Because he does real stuff.
Yeah, like how he swallows frogs.
Yeah, where he just throws up all that water and then a frog comes out. It's like, why?
why are you doing this? Gross, dude. It's like the kid in like fifth grade that could show you the eyelid trick. Yeah. You're like, ew. Whoa. I mean, cool, but ew. Dude.
That reaction was perfect.
He just takes a bucket and he's like, and it like fills up like 5 gallons. And it's just like,
isn't that cool that I puked a frog out? It's like, yeah, but he also, it's a huge medical problem, dude. That's an amphibious creature inside your bowels. That's not okay.
But it's cool, right?
But it's riveting. Am I correct?
My friend.
Dude, we got to get David Blaine on here.
That would be so cool, dude.
That'd be so
right. David Blaine stuff is messed up.
His special with his celebrities, when he goes into like the celebrity houses and stuff like that, like Denzel Washington, like literally in their house, just showing them straight up.
Yeah.
So cool.
Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The magician like range is so interesting. You have emo Chris Angel, right?
Yeah.
Like if he was like for the emotional side, and then you had like David Blaine, which is on some very weird stuff, and then you have like the Vegas ones that are like Penn and Teller, and stuff. And
hey, I have a residency in Las Vegas, by the way. Chris Angel, myself. He has a residency in Las Vegas right now.
Man, that's cool.
The angel's still flying, baby.
Flap those wings.
The magic don't stop.
Angels we have heard on. Hi.
Hey, speaking of Chris Angel, did you know that it's a question corner
with Lily, where the questions are fresh on her mind.
Hold on, everybody.
That's where you should look into the camera like that, and it'll go, question fresh on her mind. And like, so do that. Do that. Look at like
At the end?
No, like right now, so we can just edit in. All that was in there. Anyways, so. Yeah. You'll get
just
it.
Keep doing it. Bye, Frank!
After every segment, just look in the camera and do that.
If there's any of the lulls that we've had in the podcast, just drop that in.
Yeah.
Dead silence.
Yeah.
There is no reality. Bye, Frank! It was honestly, like, it felt so edgy and cool to watch when you were a kid. What channel was it on? I'm trying to remember what channel it was.
I wanted to say WB right away.
Or Sci-Fi.
Maybe. Or whatever that turned into.
Sci-Fi was always a weird channel.
Could have been Sci-Fi.
Yeah.
It was one of those cable-specific.
Yeah. Couldn't remember.
That like didn't really survive.
CW18.
CW. Yeah. That was what I was thinking of. CW.
I got to confess, I've never seen it.
Oh, so. We'll show you clips after.
All right.
You'll be hooked.
It was a cultural moment.
We weren't allowed to watch some of them, though.
That's
right.
Because it was, like, my grandma said it was demonic.
I wasn't allowed to play with Pokemon, so that's
me neither.
Why I've never.
Because they were demons.
Demonic.
Yeah.
100%.
Pocket monster.
Because of the evolution. Was it because of the evolution?
It was because you would capture these monsters and you keep them, and then you would battle them. It's like capturing demons.
It's like a card game, but for, like if the Ouija board was a card game, that's Pokemon. Basically.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, what's your question?
Okay.
Should we let her do her thing?
Yeah, please. It's my turn.
Let's just go to Andrew's thing.
Stop it! Okay. I have a would you rather. Would you rather eat 12 live spiders or spend 6 weeks in a federal prison?
Spiders.
Ooh.
You eat 50 spiders a year in your sleep.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Okay, 60.
Okay, 55.
All right. Sorry. Technicality over here.
I'm going to prison.
6 months?
Dude, I'm
6 weeks.
Still.
I would eat 12 spiders in front of me right now.
Which level is federal prison? Is that like a pretty intense prison?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pretty like a serious one.
Yeah, federal prison is the serious one.
It's not like
it's the penitentiary. That's like dogs go in pens sometimes. They have fun, right? It's penitentiary.
What kind of spiders?
Oh, live good ones. Question.
No,
they're alive.
I think there's. I think it's a mixed bag. There's banana spider.
Oh, tarantula. You gotta get a tarantula
it's a
alive.
Mixed bag of spiders.
That's got hair.
Daddy long legs.
You can kill them before you eat them, though, right?
Yeah. Mm, good question.
Why'd you say 12?
Good question.
That's 12 of them.
Like the disciples.
Oh.
Once.
Mind
one for every disciple. One for every tribe.
Yeah. Can you kill them?
With your teeth.
With your teeth?
They have to be alive when they
grow up. Oh, you got to crunch them?
But it is a mixed bag. So there are small ones like daddy long legs. Yeah. Like just real quick. And then there's like probably like one medium-sized tarantula. Probably the biggest it gets, right? I'm doing spider. I don't last in prison.
6 weeks?
Because if I go to prison, I'm going to want to stay there because I'm going to become so popular. I'm just going to just become
don't
everyone's friend. It's going to be a good time.
I'm going to get a lot of knitting done in prison.
You can't have the needles.
Yeah, you can't have the needles.
Maybe I'll do some crocheting because it's just a hook.
Still. It can be used as a weapon.
You could use pencils.
Nope. Sorry, no yarn either.
It's a penitentiary. There's only pens allowed. It's not a pencil, Terry.
But
I don't know.
Oh, I wanted you to hit it.
No, it
yeah. Chris, Chris Angel tweaks the show to just like punch lines. Okay, are we all answering? Do we go around and answer? How do we do this segment?
I do spiders, yeah.
You're going spiders?
I feel like I can make a real quick meal out of it.
Yeah. Ugh.
6 months, week, in a... federal prison.
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Six
relax.
Weeks? 6 weeks still. That's a month and a half. That's crazy.
Chill out.
It's 6 weeks. Not a big deal.
It'll fly by.
You can bump
by
so Dahmer.
Fast. You're just going to get the rhythm of outside time and then you'll be out.
The BTK, a lot of serial killers are still in prison. So would you want to like go to a specific prison?
I suppose it's
Is there
different?
Somebody in prison that you would want to be bunked with right now?
I wish Martha Stewart was still there.
Yeah. Oh, Martha.
Imagine the cooking in the toilet.
Did you guys see that she... I know I already talked about this, but you can do ceramics in prison, but you're only allowed to make one thing a month or something. You're like limited to how many ceramics you can make. She convinced them to let her make an entire nativity scene.
Well,
and
yeah.
She just auctioned off her prison nativity scene, how and much? It was immaculate. It was beautiful. I don't know how much it went for, but I'm like, I have to have that. Like,
hey, did you watch the documentary?
Yes!
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think? You're anti-documentary. Why'd you watch
it? I am. It just I'm not anti-documentary. I would like there to be enough content and story for the amount of content you create and deliver.
Correct.
And Martha.
Oh my gosh.
What a story.
Martha delivers.
She
did you guys watch it?
Not yet.
When did you watch it?
I watched it while you were in Nashville. It was epic because she's just like living in this delusion.
She really truly is like a mind freak.
Really?
No,
she's like, my husband was cheating on me. Like, and they're like, didn't you have an affair? And she's like, I would have called it.
That wouldn't count.
That wouldn't count.
Oh, you mean the entanglement?
Literally.
It was like that. Like, it was just high emotion. That's it.
Oh, you mean my detour? No, that was not an affair.
That's like basically how she said it.
Yeah, that's crazy. Detour.
Come up with five words to call your next huge mistake. Downplay it.
Oh, my little trip up.
Oh.
Yeah.
You mean my little goopsie daisy? I mean, I had a goopsie daisy.
You say goopsie daisy? It's oopsie daisy. It's goops. Goopsie daisy.
That's Mr. Ouchie.
You don't call it goopsie daisy?
No, it's no. No one calls it goopsie.
Everybody calls it a goopsie daisy.
Yeah, you know, when you goof up, you know, goop up, you know? You know, Mickey, Minnie, Donald. Goop.
Oh,
Goopy.
Why do they call it Goop Troop?
It's true.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Andrew, are you going to prison or are you?
I'm definitely eating the spiders.
Oh
no question asked.
That's only like a couple minutes of pure torture.
That's what's going to.
Compared to 6 weeks.
That's
all right, let's count the time. Let's count the time back.
Over the top.
Because 6 weeks is quite extensive. Like, at what point do you take prison?
Mm.
Like, is one night.
Still dude, I've seen Shawshank Redemption. I wouldn't last one night.
That's
I'd
what
be,
I'm saying.
I would be
I'm
the crier.
Still, I think I'm still taking
that they
spiders.
Would just beat up in front of everyone.
I feel the like there's a lesson. I feel like prison's definitely different for men
different.
Than it is for women.
It is.
Yeah, you guys got it easy.
Yeah.
You all female prisoners got it easy.
More like a hotel, am I right?
Stop.
I mean, Martha Stewart made a nativity scene in prison.
Potter.
Did she go to like a real prison or was it just a...
It was fake.
No, yeah, she
was,
went
it was,
to
it was
a real,
legit.
Yeah,
was
she
legit.
Went to a real one.
A real you prison?
Were, yeah.
Like, yeah.
She, it was a federal crime.
She they went, were yeah. like, there it was no, a... That's what the whole doc was about, was how they were like...
Did you watch a doc?
Hey, no, I know, but I didn't know if it was like a prison.
You keep saying it with different inflection.
Is it a prison or a prison?
She,
was
it
a prison?
She kept calling it like Arburg or something like that. Okay, but anyway.
You know him?
Do you think that...
Imagine
do you think
Lily
she
in front
knew?
Of the judge?
She was
wait,
like,
prison or play? Prison prison?
Do you think who knew what?
Do you think she knew that they that she was insider trading?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, okay.
I just think that that's... I think she. I definitely think she was like targeted for clout, though.
Yeah,
you
I
know
agree.
What I mean?
Yeah.
I heard
that
in the doc-
is insane. Like... So what? Essentially, what she went to prison for was she got a call from somebody that the like an FDA approval was not going to go through. So she sold her shares in the company, and then the FDA
ew.
Approval, went through, and they didn't get it. So of course, the company tanked. I think that happens every single day.
Oh, all the time.
Oh, sure.
Like, there's no way.
Yeah.
Your person on the inside's not calling. Like, so I think they definitely were like, "We're going to take Martha down,"
yeah.
and she walked out in a crocheted scarf.
I know.
Like a boss.
And then Snoop
well, yeah, somebody crocheted that. They were knitting in her prison. So I can...
Well, it wasn't prison prison.
It wasn't prison.
It was female prison.
It wasn't prison.
It was...
Oh, Andrew, give us a beat. Oh.
Yeah.
Andrew's got a reel and it's going to show us right now.
Right now?
Right now.
I don't got time.
Too bad.
Andrew, can I look on with you or do
like
I need to grab my phone?
Yeah, you can look on with me. Okay. This is a little bit lengthier, but I just think the end of this, it starts out like we've all had this scenario happen to either ourselves or our children, and it's always a little bit funny when it happens. But this is the scariest. I would freak out if I saw the end of this video happen in my backyard.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
I have to leave.
So there's like here a Mario go. Balloon floating away.
I'll be back.
And then like miles away, this is someone's backyard.
Dude.
I see you.
Dude, wait.
Here I am.
Oh my goodness, dude. That is whoa. So ominous.
And it's just got the perfect amount of helium left in it.
Oh, they're going to the window.
No way.
Imagine like doing dishes looking out that window.
Dude, so scary.
It's just standing.
They're looking in the window. Yeah.
So scary. That's dude. Drone operated, dude.
Dude, right?
Oh my gosh.
Dude, that
just
so
chills funny. There.
That's great.
He just runs
oh
away.
My
I've
God.
Never seen
it.
Who did this?
That would honestly be a scary horror movie.
Who sent it?
Who did that? It's in our little group chat. It's oh. Anthony's baby.
That's Josh.
Anthony is a baby with being bathed by Lionel.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bless you. Oh.
But a fact, though.
Speaking of drones, we're just going to keep talking about it. The drones in New Jersey.
I'm starting to see stuff down that same.
Have you seen this stuff?
No, talk to me.
Okay. It's so weird. But it's actually happening now in Pennsylvania. But these people, they're calling them drones, but everyone else is calling them UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
But the government's like, they're drones. We don't know what drones, but we know they're drones.
Mm.
But apparently there's the size of a car.
Okay.
Yeah, they're saying an SUV, right?
Yeah. Triangle shaped.
Okay.
And but they're as loud as an airplane, but they just hover and just make weird maneuvers. There's videos everywhere. You can look it up.
I haven't seen any of these. That's crazy.
Really? Okay, hold
no.
on. But
so what's the definition of a drone? Just a remotely operated flying vehicle?
I yeah.
Because we have drones this big, but then when you say a drone the size of a car, I feel like that's in a different category than
for real, though.
Yeah.
Let me send.
But even you look at like the reconnaissance stuff that the military uses, though, those things look like almost airplanes. Like their drones are huge. Yeah.
Is that the big word for recon?
Reconnaissance? Yeah.
Renaissance?
Recon or recon?
Info or information?
But I saw some people talking about what these drones might be. The weird thing is that the FBI is like, we're investigating it, right?
Yeah.
But they've been popping up like every night. And they're like, yeah, we're going to investigate it. And we're going to get the FAA involved. Is it the FAA?
That sounds right.
Yeah. The airspace.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
But still, there's no answers. And even like the mayors of these towns, the governor, they're just like, we just want to know what this is.
Sure, yeah.
It's like, it's just too weird. It's like every night these things are just popping up over different neighborhoods.
Right.
They're loud, and there's like, they describe it as there's lights on all three corners with a big light in the middle.
Hmm.
And apparently,
it's interesting they're loud.
I know.
Yeah.
That's not common.
It sounds purposeful.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like it would be like a...
Sounds like human made.
Well, it's not the typical, the other like reported alien aircraft or potentially alien aircraft. It's never loud. It's usually like making a low hum or like making no noise at all.
Drone.
But people think it's this plane that others have seen and there's a name for it, but it's supposedly a secretive plane that doesn't exist, right? Made by like Lockheed Martin, and it's called the TR-3B Black Manta. And what's so, here's a like a rendering of like what it could, people have said that it looks like.
Oh, it looks like RUFO.
Looks like Manta. Dude, very similar, but apparently this
Lockheed says that plane doesn't exist. Is what you're
saying? Okay. It's like it's the Skunk Works kind of like,
got it.
They've hinted at like conceptual stuff, but they're like, it doesn't actually exist,
right?
But
I really believe them.
Right. But I mean, that's what they do too. Like, that's what they did with that the Pegasus plane.
Yep.
And it's like, this was a concept, but we have not worked on it. And then all of a sudden it's like, guys,
here,
look at what we have.
Right.
We did it.
Right.
I know you're on a roll, but I want to come back to that point in the conversation.
Yeah, well, they say that this plane has, it's like the first of its kind with anti-gravity technology.
Mm.
And some claim that it's from the Skunk Works and stuff of what's been reported on even in Congress of like Lockheed. They have like their own like military base to where they go to supposedly crashed UFO sites.
Okay.
And they reverse engineer. It's like they talk about this in Congress, right?
Uh-huh.
And then others claim that it is actually Nazi technology from when the Project Paperclip happened.
Whoa.
When we brought over 1,400 scientists, by the way, Nazi scientists. Y-Files just came out with a video about Hitler still being alive, and it's fascinating.
Whoa.
But, yeah, so people think that they've been working on this ever since, and that we've actually had this technology probably since, like, the 40s. Like, the Nazis actually invented it first, because there's all those reports of like U.S. soldiers saying like, oh, they have a UFO. It's like shaped like a bell. It hovers. It floats. But I just thought it was super interesting that people were like, that's what it is. And it's like, well, why are they doing that?
Right.
Like to where just tons of people can see it. Like it seems a little nefarious of like what they're doing.
Yeah, because it almost gets to the point where if that happens, especially if there's a ton of them and it causes a lot of panic, isn't that like illegal? Like you can't incite, maybe it's riots. You can't incite federally. Like it's illegal to incite riots or chaos where people could potentially be put in dangerous situations. Like this seems like you're egging people on. It could be as simple as saying, hey, we're aware of this. Mm-hmm. We're on it. You don't have to tell us what it is. At least just tell us you're aware of it.
Yeah.
It's good. So don't worry. Now they're just like pushing it out there and we're asking questions and no one's saying, don't worry about it.
Here's my theory, because I've talked to people who are involved in like the development of some of the stuff the military uses, and what I keep hearing is it used to be our military developed all of the tech. You know, back when they used to say we're like 30 years ahead of what the general public has, and now the number I'm hearing is closer to like 5 to 10 years, but it's because it's all like contract-based development. So companies like Lockheed or all these other engineering firms, they're not going to go to the government for permission to test this new technology, you know, because now you're risking stuff leaking, other people taking ideas. And so I think people like Lockheed are just going to run ops with new tech and see if it gets picked up, see what the reaction is. And then once they iron it all out, they're like, hey, you know those drones that you were...
you got a deal. We'll buy them.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. They're like, that's us. Here's everything. And then they're like, oh, we don't know what they were. They were drones. Because they're not going to admit the technology that they're now going to use in warfare. That's my, like, a theory.
Yeah, because, like, they obviously could fly these in areas where they would not be noticed. No eyewitnesses. If it is human, government ran, they're doing it intentionally above other people.
Yep.
And it's not UFOs at this point. It's like, these are government-made crafts. What are they doing?
Or it's Santa.
Or, guys, it's Santa.
Hold on.
Hey, could this all be a marketing ploy? Santa's coming to town.
You serious,
He's
Clark?
He's sending out reconnaissance.
For intel.
For intel. Seeing who's been naughty and who's been nice.
Correct.
He told us what he was doing the whole time.
The whole time. Been there.
Why are we surprised?
Yeah, why are we surprised?
He sees this when... We're sleeping.
Santa actually looks like just one of those like realistic angels. Like it's terrifying. It's so scary.
Speaking of realistic angels, that's not the only thing people are seeing.
Okay.
This is really weird. And it's really annoying because I saved the video on TikTok and it's been deleted since. But I have another thing to where I took a screenshot of it. But apparently this thing was in the sky and it literally looked like a wheel within a wheel. Here, let me send it to you real quick.
You recorded it?
No, I took a screenshot of it because I'm like, oh, I'll just show them the video. Video doesn't exist anymore. So this was in the sky.
Oh, weird.
And it was like rotating.
Yeah, you can see the curve on it.
And then.
Wow.
This, I stumbled across this as well. This is from 1697. Just sent it to you guys.
Whoa.
The year 1697?
Yeah.
Strange.
So this event happened in Hamburg, Germany, November 4th, 1697, depicted in this artwork. The objects were described as being two glowing wheels, and they said that they were rotating within each other.
Wow.
What year was that in 1697?
1697.
Only 300 short years later.
Where was that at?
I would be born.
Germany.
Where in Germany? What's
Hamburg.
Nuremberg was the UFO battle.
Yeah.
Interesting. That was 100 years before.
Yeah.
Weird.
Was it a UFO battle?
Oh, yeah. So you obviously don't watch the podcast. That's okay. Hey, that's okay.
It's okay. This is the last time you'll ever be on it. It's okay.
No, I was doing a pronunciation bit. UFO battle?
Bat-toll?
Or was it like a battle? Batile.
It's a battle, I think. Buttle.
A rebuttal.
Rebuttal.
Oh. Anyways, just weird stuff is happening. Like,
it's
people
so
are freaking out, and it's like...
The ocean and space. You're just like,
what's up with that?
I think more so, like, having kids now, and they're, like, right at the age where they ask a lot of questions, and you just quickly start to come to, like, yeah, we don't really know a lot.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, okay, great white sharks. We can talk about those for a while. But then you're like, what else is down there? You're like, we don't really know.
Let's use our imaginations. What do you think?
Hopefully you imagine nice stuff, because I imagine scary stuff down there, son.
Alien civilizations living under the Mariana Trench.
There's so... and a partridge... yeah, so it's like, because even like you talked about the government stuff, and I got into that podcast that I talked about the time I was here that I loved. The guy did, I'm not gonna remember it now,
Lindsey Payne or whatever.
Yeah, well, I don't remember the name of his
Payne.
High Strange.
Thank you. And he talked about, like, because, like, for the person, because I love talking about alien stuff, especially, and there's it's such a range of how people feel about it. But even if you look at like what the government's answer. So if you just deal with like what they say, it's like there's stuff up there. We don't know what it is. They've like acknowledged. That's what they say. Mm. So you're left with two thoughts. One, either they do know what it is and they don't want to say what it is, which is not
chilling.
doesn't feel great. Or they legit don't know what it is.
Also, yeah.
Also doesn't feel great. So I think it's like there's just so much space that we like, what can we possibly say? Like, oh, we feel great about having our head around what is all up there.
Yeah.
It's literally about lying to yourself. Like, right. What are you choosing to believe?
Right.
Now? Yeah.
Right. When you break it down, because I was like really on one after that podcast. I was talking to like everybody about it. And most people, I totally get this. Their response is like, I can't think about it because it's too vast. Like,
yeah.
It
yeah.
hurts my brain to think about. But when you like actually do the like, okay, but here's what we know is there's this much space. And yeah. then you're like, yeah, that's wild.
I try to talk to some people that I ran into back home, like in, you know, for Thanksgiving and stuff. And I'm telling you, there's so many people that I was like, no, I hadn't even heard about that. Like crazy. The UFO, the congressional hearings, all this stuff. And it's like, yeah, like that thing is like, do we just live in an echo chamber?
Probably.
I mean, our reality is definitely controlled by our algorithms.
But that's definitely the government, though. So it's like, regardless of what your algorithm looks like,
right.
your government's saying this. What's well, your you opinion?
But the thing yeah. about the algorithm that it's introduced is like everything is a big black hole, right? So any subject that you would like casually discuss before, Instagram has so much content on it, like mm-hmm. that if once they find out you like monarch butterflies, they're like, oh, buckle up.
Wait till you find yeah. that.
Buckle up. And it's just like, there. How is there this much monarch butterfly content? And then that person ends up at something like, you didn't hear about the migrational shifts? They went like 4 degrees. And they're like, no, I'm not deep in the monarch butterfly algorithm. It's wild times.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
What's up with that?
All right, this is my last UFO video I have. And aww. It freaked me out because it looks just like that orb I saw in Tennessee.
Dude, I was staring. Me and Kelsey were staring at a star last night.
No, oh,
it was incredibly bright compared to everything else in the sky. And it got to the point where she was like, are you okay? Because I said out loud, I'm like, I don't know. It feels like it's watching us. Can I hear what you're saying? I'm like, now that I look at him, like, it looks like two different lights. Maybe there's a, is that a recording light? Maybe right above the little red dot.
The only
isn't
difference,
like Jupiter over it or Venus over us right now.
Yeah,
I think that's what it was. I downloaded the night sky.
Yeah.
The only difference Jupiter. With this one is that the one I saw moved way faster.
This you just showed us this.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
are
the same
we
one.
Ready?
Are you sure?
You said
promise.
That before. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Scroll up.
That one is scary, though.
Very scary.
Well, that's it. I sent you the wrong video. My
that's
bad.
Way bigger than what you said, too.
Well, send the other one, then.
Yeah, send the other, and I'll overlay it on the pod. But have you guys seen the clip of the guy with the green laser who's like, he sees one of the drones, and I think it is in Jersey, and he hits it with the green laser, and then it goes black, and then three appear, and they're like
what?
Doing the little
yeah.
dart around thing. I should have saved that clip, but yes. I was like...
Yeah, the one I just sent you, if you scroll to, like, 30 seconds in, they, like, zoom in. And it's just like...
Whoa, yeah, that looks exactly like...
Jeez, man. See how it's like the triangle?
It looks a little like a bee drill.
It's got a single...
A bee drill?
Those are exactly like the ones in Arizona back in the 90s, dude.
Yeah.
Exactly like them.
Wow.
Why does it have a single light flashing?
Dude, I remember watching that video when I was a kid on the news. That was so scary.
Dang, I can't believe I sent you the orb video first.
Dude, that is
but
wild.
The way that thing moves, oh man. The
smooth,
orb?
Yeah. It's crazy.
That could be a rescue helicopter.
Not that fast.
It can't move like that.
Are we talking about your most recent video?
Oh, the one. Yeah, well, it's not.
How do you know?
I don't know. People are freaking out about it. And people don't freak out about helicopters, am I right?
Ever.
I feel safer when there's a helicopter over my neighborhood. It's like,
do you not?
Someone's nearby watching.
Anyways, who knows what's going on?
I feel like Henry Hill and Goodfellas whenever I see a helicopter. Just paranoid.
I'm always walking the dog and I hear the helicopter and I'm like, cool, someone escaped from jail and they're in my neighborhood.
Very good.
I'm out here with
well,
my
that happened.
How's my reaction going to be?
That happened at our house, yeah.
Yeah, there was the like three police helicopters literally flying around our house for like 30 minutes.
Oh my god.
And
gosh.
I got home and my door was open.
Front door or your side door.
Yeah, the side door. And I like got the gun. I'm walking around the house. I'm like, I'm in here.
I have a gun.
I have a gun.
I'm not afraid of you.
I'll let you leave if you leave now.
Hey, friends of mine that are really buff, I'll be back to work out later and do jiu-jitsu.
Yeah,
but I got to go grab my gun real quick.
Officers, I'll look in here. Don't worry.
How many of there are you? Oh, there's 50 of you?
You pull up one of those TikToks, like, play this sound whenever you're alone and you're scared in the house.
Yeah.
Hey, babe, I'm on my way home. Almost 30 seconds away. Are you okay?
You're like Kevin in Home Alone talking to that furnace.
I'm not afraid of you anymore.
You put a little dancing guy in your shower. Lily's like, what are you doing? I'm protecting our family.
They got my in-laws had somebody that was on the run, and they were chasing with a helicopter, and they hid in their next door neighbor's backyard. They were like right on the other side of the fence. They were hiding behind a shed.
How do they find them dogs?
The helicopter.
How'd they find them dogs?
You left like no space in between.
Gotta bet that dog.
How'd they find them dogs?
They found them dogs. The guy's just sitting with his toes hanging out.
They're looking around a shed and just his two feet just still sticking out.
How'd you find my dogs?
It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare's Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples.
When you take out a qualifying product to Compare the Market, one membership per year participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
How'd you do it?
Oh my gosh.
The judge asks. Yes, lawyer. In fact, how did you find those dogs?
I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, how did you find them dogs?
Hey, wait. Look at them dogs. I bet you that's him.
How'd you find them dogs?
I wouldn't have got away with it if it wasn't for my dang dogs.
My gosh.
I also had a similar to the experience you just had. I may have told you guys this already, but it was I was out in my backyard and I saw like these lights, and then they started to do they like met each other and they started to do a circle, and I was like in the middle of that podcast and I was just like, it is happening. I am living it. And I didn't bring my, I had just made this commitment to not have my phone on me all the time to like be present. And I'm shoot. So I'm out there and I'm just like, this is crazy. I'm ready to tell everybody. And the next day, it just reminded me because you talked about the planets. It was Starnet.
Starlink?
Oh, Starlink.
Starlink. So it was still cool. I still stand by, like, what a cool thing to get to witness, but it was very...
they're working together.
Mine was
they're
very...
They're in unison.
...definable. And like, when you don't know... You're
they're forming
like,
an assembly line.
What? How are they so... What?
They're marching.
Rach! Come out here, Rach!
If you really want it to happen to you, you just have to have a denier with you. That's why. I'm not interested. I do not want to see a UFO. Yeah. Ever. That's why we saw one.
That's the secret.
Yeah.
I don't believe. Because that's the thing, it's like me, like with the haunted house. I'm like, am I going to regret wanting that experience? Because I want that experience. I want to see something crazy like that. But am I going to regret it? Will I be able to sleep for the rest of my life?
Yeah.
Like, you want to go.
Will I ever shut up about it on this podcast?
He wants to go in a haunted house?
I know. I did
like
a
real
haunted
house
thing. I did the haunted house thing, and I'm saying I regretted it later.
Oh, I see.
Because I'm not knowing just how deep and dark all that weird stuff is.
Yeah.
You did that like with aliens. Like a Universal Studios haunted house?
No.
He... Like an actual like place that like was supposedly haunted.
It was that
you did?
Yeah, remember the it was like Andy Dinoon.
You know the story.
What?
All right, we're not telling we'll tell you after the podcast.
Yeah,
everybody go to episode 5, right?
Wow.
Episode 5.
We're so glad Anthony's number one listener to Ninjas of Butterfly.
I was doing a joke.
I don't miss it.
I know every fact about that story.
It was a bit.
It was a big. Come on.
I know you. I know the story.
The ghost.
The haunted.
Like the booga booga.
The wizard.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Goopsie daisy.
Speaking of goopsie daisy ghost.
TikTok's getting banned.
That is true.
Oh. Wait, what do you mean?
Again?
January, it's getting banned.
It's done?
It's donezo.
That's what they say.
It'll probably be like owned by some other big company that's going to trash it. Just like
censor it.
That's just like Vine, how they sold that, and they just
TikTok gets banned. Like Tom Brady retires.
It's true.
Hey, true that.
This well one's said. Legit, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Hey.
Maybe this one's real.
Of course they want to cover it up because we're finding out things that are happening all over the planet that we wouldn't find out from our major media sources. Like what's happening in Europe?
Right now.
What's happening in Georgia?
No one knows.
The country.
No one definitely knows about that. We don't.
Yeah.
Do you know?
What are we going to do?
No.
I don't know either.
There's protests.
Somebody
and
need help
fighting
in the state of
Georgia. Oh, yeah. One of the...
Oh, no,
someone in Asia,
like
too, right?
Crying.
Didn't they just
South
declare
Korea.
Martial law?
South Korea.
Yeah. Heard that was wild.
Dude.
South Korea.
I'm not deep on that one. I don't know much. I just saw that
Me
they
neither.
Declared martial law.
Oh, wait. No, not again, though, right?
No. He's just calling us back to another conversation.
Because it's a joke.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a callback. Yeah. It's a callback.
Let me explain. I'm joking.
It's one of my running gags. One of my classic running gags I do with you guys.
Speaking of running gags, what I was going to say, which by the time this comes out, the guy, Luigi, that they caught, the
yeah.
killer for the United Healthcare CEO.
Yeah, I saw that.
There's a lot of weird stuff around that.
I saw that.
He was valedictorian.
Very smart, comes
Ivy
from a
League.
Very wealthy family.
26 yeah. years old.
26 years old. But he came out, apparently this is not proven to be real or fake, but apparently he has a YouTube channel, and it was yesterday, hours after he was caught, this video was scheduled to be released on his YouTube, and it's just it's a countdown clock, and it just says the truth. Says, if you see this, I'm already under arrest.
Oh.
And then it counts down.
That's not real.
What?
It was on his YouTube channel. And it says, all is scheduled. Be patient. Bye for now.
When's the countdown? When's it end?
It just ends.
Oh, okay.
So
it
counts all the way down and it just says, this is not on his channel. I couldn't find his channel. But I saw screenshots of people that found it. But yeah, it was just super weird. And supposedly he has another video scheduled for like the 17th or something. I don't know. It's really
weird.
But I saw a thing. It was on the news. They said that when they caught him, this was weird too. They said that it was at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania. And somehow how they caught him was he handed his ID over to someone at McDonald's.
Why would you ever do that?
Yeah. And the guy's like, this is a fake ID.
Trying to buy a McBeer?
I think so, yeah.
Not with this, you ain't.
And so they caught him that way.
That's not true.
But then when they questioned him, he had a backpack. And supposedly it was a backpack that could, that you put a phone in and stuff that it can't be tracked. It has like that signal blocking or whatever.
Yeah,
name for it.
And he's like, no, it's just a waterproof backpack.
Yeah, well, because they were using it. They were going to use it in court. They were saying he had this special. They called it, what was it? It was like a highly intelligent, pre-planned. What do they call
premeditated.
That?
Premeditated.
Premeditated, but it was like, they said it was operated with high intelligence and high, like he was trained in this way.
Oh,
but then they had,
operative.
Yeah.
And
he's like,
ultra.
So he's like, it was a waterproof bag. Chill out.
Yeah, well, he also had $8,000 in cash.
And he said they planted it.
Huh?
He said they planted it.
Yeah, he said,
I
didn't put that money in my backpack. And he had $1,000 in foreign currency in his backpack.
Didn't he have Monopoly money, too?
What?
I saw a thing.
Yeah, that said something about that, too. But, like, he legit had $8,000 of cash, $1,000 of foreign currency. He said, I don't know how that got in my backpack. Someone must have put that in.
If the dude wanted to get away, he could have got away.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, like, obviously, this is sounding like he...
It's really weird.
Yeah, it's strange.
Weird.
Well, it was from the jump, it was weird, because it happened, like, on the street of New York City,
mm-hmm.
and dude just ran away.
Yeah.
And he waited there.
On
and, like,
an e-bike.
They didn't
I got
have
on
security?
A bike, an e-bike. Yeah.
And then he also works for the e-bike company. Did you see that?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Who said that?
I'm not that...
No.
I think you said that.
Or one of the, like...
That was a theory that someone on Reddit's like, I tracked his bike...
But that
and
guy
it turns out it was the guy who shot him was the guy that was saying, I tracked the bike. So there's a lot of speculation out
there.
Yeah.
But just from the jump, it was an odd.
Yeah.
And, like, I saw a lot of, like, how did he know this guy was in a weird spot at like for a 5 a.m. meeting or something? It's such an odd story.
A weird thing that stuck out to me, and I told Lily this last night, they said, like, on the casings of the bullets was the deny. Mm-hmm. What were the words? Deny.
Depose was the last one.
Delay, deny, depose, or
yeah.
something like that.
And but they presented it like, yeah, we found these words, and they said it in that order. But then later it came out, I was like, oh, there's actually a book called Delay or Deny, Delay, whatever.
In the same exact order.
The same way that they said it on the news before knowing that this book existed.
Yeah, because they came in that, they went all in after each other and they read it like a book.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, they didn't just.
The bullets were laying in that exact order.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm like, what are you saying?
They all went into the same hole. And so they, when they pulled out, they're like, oh, there it is.
And it just so happens that this gun was apparently 3D printed. So it's like you can't trace it back to anything.
Oh.
And like, so, like, because if you had a gun, you could trace it back to where it came from, right?
I don't like 3D printed guns.
That's weird.
That sounds
hot take.
Like
hot take.
Guess what? I got my kit for Christmas. 3D printer. A gun maker.
Hot take. I know it's going to lose its followers.
I'm not going to say
I don't love that people can 3D print their own guns.
You can- hey, love it, hate.
I'm not going to say how or what, but you can go to Home Depot and make a shotgun pretty easy. So 3D printers aren't going to
prove it.
I don't like.
Was that a thing of duct tape?
He was right.
We were looking at getting a 3D printer
to make guns.
And I was like, it's just when you say that you can 3D print, I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess you could. And my brain went to like, it's like a raccoon that sits in a garbage can. Is that's immediately what my plans were for the printer. So the range of people buying 3D printers is very wide.
It is.
The
whole thing seems really suspect to me, though. Like, it seems like a MK Ultra kind of thing.
That's what a lot of people are saying, dude. It's kind of, that'd be like wacky.
Because this guy, his life was, it seemed like it was a great life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a traveler.
A very wealthy family.
He had
super smart.
Yeah, no criminal record, but someone is speculating that, like, they're looking at motive and stuff, right? And a lot of people are saying, like, I bet you he's, like, he had a child or something that was denied coverage.
Well, I saw a thing. I have no idea if it's true. I just saw one account saying that he was a stage 4 cancer patient and was denied, and their reason was they said the medicine was not medically necessary.
I don't think that's true.
I saw he had a spinal cord injury.
Yeah. He broke his back because that was actually on his Instagram. And apparently he was denied for something with that. But then also they said that his grandparents died a year ago and they were denied coverage or something.
Mm.
It's very weird. It's like, but it just, I don't know.
The stage 4 angle makes it make more sense. Like if you knew I'm not getting the medicine and I'm on my way out and you were angry about it. But
the thing is, he comes from an extremely wealthy family.
Yeah, that doesn't make
really
sense.
Really wealthy.
Yeah.
Like they own like a bunch of like retirement communities or something.
Hmm. And the CEO, he's not like a small time dude.
Yeah.
It was an early, early morning meeting.
He knew he was going to be there.
Exactly where he was going to be.
He was there 10 minutes before he walked out. That's like.
You can't tell me it was not, there was not other people involved or another person at least.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, that's what I'm going to be interested in. It's like he was not doing this by himself.
Yeah, he wasn't
There's
working
no
alone.
Way.
Yeah.
I mean, but we can't like we obviously can't blame the CIA or anything because they've never done anything.
No, they're our friends.
Suspect or like weird, you know?
Yeah.
Not as long as I've known them.
They would never do anything.
Yeah, I don't
that's
know.
Newsworthy.
I don't know. I trust them.
I trust them. And that's why we follow them.
Yeah. Anyways.
We love you, CIA. Awesome. Are we done?
That was entertaining.
That's super.
Aren't you going to do another trick?
I just
levitated.
Did you feel that?
Whoa.
Did you feel that?
Check your pants.
Everybody. Who pooped in here?
Did you ever watch the guy on that was doing the David Blaine YouTube videos?
So funny.
I used to weep.
The Cheez-Its. Is that what you're talking
you're
about?
You're a demon, David, but you're a demon.
He's like, what are you drinking? Orange soda? Are you sure? It's not Cheez-Its? What are you talking about?
Cheez-Its!
If you just turn around to the camera.
Yeah, you were just going to glare.
Those are the best.
Oh,
David Blaine put me on the roof.
I'm telling you, I used to cry.
They're still good.
Cry real tears.
Well, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Every one of you.
Every single one of you.
Even those who don't celebrate it.
Mm.
We're watching you. We're on to you.
Anyway, we're going to continue this episode on patreon.com/ninjasarebutterflies. Download the app. You get free episodes every week. You get your Friday
free,
episode.
You pay for them.
You pay for them, but you give us you give us $5, $10, we'll give them to you for free.
Yeah.
And then we get an extra episode every single week. You get early episodes, discount codes, behind the scene footage.
Whoa. Wow.
You saw Anthony was going to be on this podcast before he actually showed up on the podcast.
I didn't even know that.
I know.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Wait till you see the chest hair.
Mm. Yeah, make sure to go to our, if you're on YouTube, subscribe, like the video, comment something.
Hit the bell so you get notified every time we upload.
Yeah, and follow us on Spotify or Apple. Give us 5 stars. It really helps. Right, Lily?
Right.
The reviews are really helping us.
Yeah.
Really, really helping us. And so if you want any Sunday Cool swag, ninja swag, shirts, hats, stickers, whatever you want, SundayCoolSwag.com. And if you want custom shirts for your group, business, church, whatever it may be, SundayCool.com is where you want to go.
That's right.
Tell them where to go for your stuff. Yeah. And what are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're working somewhere new.
Yeah, guys. Right. I am working somewhere new. You can follow along my stuff, per usual, at The Bible Is Funny on Instagram. And as long as we have TikTok here with us, we do a podcast, The Bible Is Funny Podcast. You guys got to come back on. This is exciting.
It's been 4 years.
That's not true. We did a whole show together like last year.
Sure.
We just got a way to do guests, like a cool new way to do guests.
Excellent.
We need to figure that out.
Okay.
Like ASAP. So we have a podcast, The Bible Is Funny Podcast. And next year, the
2025?
It's happening.
2025, the new card game is coming out. Volume 2. Woo!
Volume 2!
The card game is so excited about that.
Let's go. You're going to be so rich.
People have been asking. Because it's kind of a small game, if I'm being honest. Like,
we're demanding.
There's not like a lot of cards. It's people, the feedback's been great.
So is it like a continuation to where you can put them in?
You can merge them.
Extender pack.
Cool.
And there's like, what I'm really excited about is the first game, we all played it together. It's like quotes from the Bible and like putting them in kind of fun context. And this new version has Bible nouns.
Nice.
Placed into like context.
Perfect.
It truly is a fun game.
It makes me giggle.
Lighthearted.
I'm very excited.
Very
about
fun.
And they can get that on Amazon.
They get it on my Instagram link on my Etsy shop, and then they get a little special gift.
Ooh.
You and they get it.
And you do like greeting cards as well, holiday cards.
We do cards.
Funny ones.
We do greeting cards. Yeah. That's true.
Check them out. Check them out.
I wanted to. Yes, and that. I was really trying hard.
We do that.
We do that as well.
We got all of those things going on. Thanks for asking.
All right, guys, we'll see you on Patreon.
Bye.
Love you. Merry Christmas.
Oh, oh, oh.
Christmas.
Merry.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's
creatures.
Has an empty your mind.
You were martial arts.
Ninjas attack!
Thumbnail.
Okay.
Maybe all of us angels do this. And then Andy will do that. Very good.